If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Jim Wydilla, Volo Museum Marketing Director, because, you know, it's your hometown. Welcome to WGN, Jim.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And now let's get right to it. I want to get to these classic cars, okay? Because you have a lot of things going on there. I mean, you have everything from, I don't know what, dinosaurs to the Titanic to hot dogs, but you've got these cars. And I didn't realize that you sold classic automobiles. I just thought it was basically a museum, but you're a classic car dealer, right?
Right. That's how everything started. All of the dinosaur and cotton candies and Titanic and boats and animatronics was never planned. It all started with two brothers tinkering with cars and fixing and flipping them. And this year is our 65th anniversary.
Wow.
And it started as just tinkering cars. Now we don't restore them anymore. We just acquire them from, you know, auctions and private collections or people reaching out to us. But that's still probably 70% of our business. Now we're one of the world's largest classic collector car dealerships.
Oh, yes.
And we sell probably about 1,000 cars a year. At any point in time, we have about 250 to 300 cars in stock. But it's like adult Hot Wheels. I mean,
no kidding.
Seriously, every week there's new stuff coming in from all over the country. So you're seeing like the best, most pristine representation of all different types of cars. It's pretty fun to look at.
Well, you know, I love classic cars. Let's talk about them. What is the, I don't know what the right expression would be. What is the most classic of the classic cars that you have, for instance?
Oh, man, that's so subjective.
I know.
The most popular cars that we sell would be the Chevelles, like the 70 Chevelles.
Yeah, sure.
The 69 Camaros are always huge. The 57 Chevys.
Yep.
And those are probably the three top sellers. A few Corvettes, like the 60s, the early 60s Corvettes, early to late 60s. That's made a resurgence. And probably the Mustangs, like the late 60s Mustangs.
The original.
Probably the top four cars that we sell the most of.
Yeah, the original line of Mustangs. Right?
Yeah, and what's crazy now, too, is that, you know, we have a lot of these are like nut and bolt restorations. So they basically strip it down to the frame and then they rebuild it. But now there's a lot of them called Restomods. So basically when they're restoring them, they add these modifications. Because if you've driven a lot of these cars, and I get to, for quote-unquote marketing purposes, take them out to places. And I'm like, I need to take this one. Like, really, Jim? That's a $150,000 car. I'm like, but it's for marketing. But
and I have to I have to go to Los Angeles to market this.
Yeah.
So I'll be back in a week or two. Yeah.
Yeah, it's but, you know, and what's great is I get to drive all these cars that you don't normally get to drive. So I learned three on the tree and all these different cars. They're true originals.
Yes,
they're 60 years old, so they overheat. They're, even if they're in pristine condition and you could eat off of any part of the car, they don't power steering, power brakes, air conditioning, radios. Mm-hmm. There's just some luxuries that are nice to have.
Right.
So these resto mods.
No, they don't have those.
You know, everything is still the same, but they're a lot more comfortable and easy to drive.
I mean, when's the last time anybody turned a wheel that wasn't power steering? I mean, I have because I'm as old as the cars, but that's not something that's been around forever. And let's get back to that three on the tree. We're talking a stick shift. And of course, there is the four on the floor, or maybe even five, depending. And very few stick shift models are sold by the current automakers, but there are some. And I have one because I love to drive a stick. And
it's fun.
I consider it to be the best theft deterrent that there is. So, like, some dude breaks into my car. He thinks he's going to drive off, and he's going to look down there, and there's going to be, first of all, there's going to be three pedals. There's going to be a clutch, there's going to be a brake, and there's going to be a gas pedal, and then there's going to be this thing on the right that wiggles around. So I'm a big fan of that.
We've noticed now, too, especially 30, I mean, unless you're in the industry, if you're a mechanic or something like that, I mean, it's like 90%, if not more, of people under 30 have no idea how to drive a stick shift.
Isn't that great?
That's crazy.
Well, I love it. I mean, my car's, what is it? My car's 5 years old. It's a Honda Sport, Honda Fit Sport, which they've discontinued, but I got one, and man, I really love it. But yeah, a stick shift is not something that a lot of people are aware of. But as you mentioned, they're going to be on some of these classic cars that you get. So needless to say, the person that gets it better learn how to drive it.
And I mean, they're just, it's a different experience, especially when you're driving a car like that, to be part of it. Like you just, it's cheesy, but like you become part of the car. Like,
oh yeah.
You feel it shifting and you feel the acceleration and you just feel more of a part of everything moving. And it's just, when you're in a car like that, it's a totally different experience than automatic.
Do you, I mean, I've also had in the past, like, these were from England. They were old then, the Triumph Spitfires. Do you get any of the old sports car two-seater models of any kind?
We get a few of those, or like the MGs.
We get
a few of those in. Most of, I would say 90% plus of our stuff is American muscle cars. But
right.
We do get a few of those and MGs and things from time to time. Some old Porsches, you know, like
right.
Old two-seater Porsches and stuff like that. But those aren't, we don't get too many of those too often.
Well, I mentioned earlier when we started all this that it's not just about cars. So let's talk about, well, a museum. I mean, the name is self, just it, you say museum, everybody understands museum. But when you say Jurassic Garden, people go, what? So what is a Jurassic Garden doing there?
It again, all this was unplanned. We just had, we're on 75 acres. It's a huge area.
Yeah.
We're just going to throw a couple in the forest outside. And that evolved into, we could gut one of these buildings. We're in Illinois. The weather sucks. We should put this inside because we can use it more often and it won't, you know, won't get beat up as much.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think that term museum is funny because that's how it started with the cars, because, you know, generally, unless you're interested in buying them, it's look, don't touch, because they're
right.
Collectibles, you know?
Right.
But as it grew beyond that, we wanted to draw more than the car guys. We wanted to draw their families and just random people looking for stuff to do, because even if you're not a car person, when you're seeing hundreds of these awesome cars, it's just neat. It's artwork. You really get to see the generations and the ingenuity and all of the stuff that goes with it. But then we added the movie cars and we're like, all right, there's something different here. We had a couple replica Batmobiles and stuff like that, and that drew a completely different crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're onto something there. So now we have over 50 movie cars and TV cars that, you know, I'd say 75% of them are the screen-used originals, and that draws people. And now we have, you know, fiberglass boats that used car parts, and now we have planes and trains and scooters and motorcycles and campers and animatronic shows and a giant, beautiful carousel that's all hand-carved from the 20s with these big music-playing machines and Titanic cars just kept evolving. And what I really appreciate about all of this stuff is that it's a museum based on nostalgia.
Yes.
Ephemera. This stuff wasn't supposed to be historic.
Right.
But now, looking back, you know, you see guy in his 70s, 80s, he's walking through and he sees this beautiful car and his energy shifts. Like
right.
His body, oh, this was the first car I ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I never sold it.
Exactly.
You know, and then they tell you stories about it that you didn't know. You know, oh,
right.
When they're shifting this is what sucked about these cars. Or, oh, what I loved about this, they don't make them like this anymore. And as you go through either the movie cars or the TV shows or basically anything on our grounds, people have stories and memories that, you know, go beyond just fact sheets, you know, what you can Google about it. There's just so much more information that we've gotten over the years. And because we're tied in to Hollywood, we can finally connect to the, you know, the people that build these cars, or they build six of them. And we got a hold of the production manager and they tell us stories that nobody knows about. And we can add it to the roster of other stuff. So it's a really neat breathing museum. You know, the stuff
yeah.
is never sitting still. We're always expanding. Our Jurassic Gardens animatronic dinosaur park, we just added live reptiles this year. We had a snowmobile exhibits, and our giant military museum is getting a big expansion. We're adding a nuclear bomb.
What?
And all these military vehicles.
Oh my God.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
Oh, jeez. tell everyone where you are.
We are, we're in Volo, Illinois. Yes. There's like two stoplights, so that's not going to mean anything to anybody. But we're basically off of Route 12. We're right in the middle of Chicago and Milwaukee. And we're an hour from Chicago, an hour from Milwaukee.
And you have a website, I'm sure, and telephone numbers. What are those?
Yeah, volofun.com. That will show you a great, you know, kind of a snapshot of, you know, all of the different amenities and the food that we have. We're just adding, this week we're adding barbecue, so we're going to have pulled chicken and brisket and a lot of other food options, as well as all these homemade treats. We have an ice cream parlor. You can get a beer or a margarita. There's all kinds of food options. I mean, you're going to spend a whole day here. And on top of the property, we have a 300-vendor antique mall, which has collectibles and antiques and all kinds of stuff. So if you're coming out here for a day, you're going to get a full day's worth. You know,
well,
you're going to get your money's worth for sure.
Should I call for reservations, or should I just show up?
You can online. You can get discounts if you purchase them online at volofun.com. You can also call 815-385-3644. But it's there's just so much here. It's hard even in this conversation to explain.
Yeah.
I really highly recommend, or if you just Google Volo Museum,
right,
it's the first thing that pops up. The website, I mean, you can ask a bunch of questions, but you don't even know the questions that you want to ask if you've never been here. So the website, highly recommend. You get discounts on the online tickets, and you can see a lot more of what's going on and take a minute to take it all in.
Well, sounds fantastic. I'll be right over. Jim, thanks for being with us.
I love it, man. I hope you do come up soon. There's a lot here. It's our 65th anniversary, so we're giving away a 1960 Buick that was driven by Betty Davis and Jimmy Stewart. We have all kinds of stuff. We have double-decker bus rides and trolley rides and a bunch of other stuff going on this year. So I hope you can make it up, and everybody else listening can make it up as well.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.